What happens in the tropics?
The tropics have a really interesting phenomenon because, of course, this is where it's hottest. And it's because the sun is coming in most directly right along the equator. And even with seasonal shifts, we basically see this very, very, very warm water. Because although we have some continents, you know, we have Africa, we've got pieces of Papua New Guinea, and we've got parts of South America and the Brazilian rainforest, right? We've got all of these things, but most of it's water. And what happens, and this is amazing. It's called the Hadley cell. So the very warm water at the surface, it lifts and you get convection, which is where you're actually getting big clouds. They boil up, boil up, boil up. And I'm sure you've all seen this happen during a big thunderstorm or in a summer monsoon. And they boil up, and they rain as they go, losing some of that water vapor, you know, losing it. And then when they finally get up to the top of the atmosphere where they've lost all their water and they have no more energy left and they can't get any higher, they flatten out and they form these anvil clouds. Now, the trick is there's lots of hot water and lots of up, lots of convection. So the problem is what goes up must come down. And where it comes down, it is very, very dry because, of course, it was cooling as it went up. And then when it comes down, it warms as it comes closer and closer to the surface. But, of course, it's already dropped all its water. So as it warms, it gets even drier. Low, low humidity, the kind that makes your nose crack and bleed. Well, guess where it comes down? It comes down right here in the Sonoran Desert. And not just the Sonoran Desert. It comes down in the Atacama Desert. It comes down in the Gobi Desert. It comes down in the Sahara Desert. It comes down in the Simpson Desert in Australia. At 30 north and 30 south are what we call the downwelling arms of the Hadley Cell. And it's where we always find our deserts.